Teresa Gutierrez, organizer for the May 1st Coalition for Immigrant Rights, explains the purpose of the demonstration.
We're here to send a message to Governor Brewer and the Diamondbacks owners that there is a reign of terror in Arizona, and it's going to be very difficult to put that genie back into the box. Governor Brewer, Sheriff Joe Arpaio, those police that are carrying out the witch hunt against immigrants are not going to go back without a full-scale movement to stop what's happening there. So we want all of SB 1070 to be repealed, and furthermore, we've got to stand guard to the fact that there are small SB 1070s that are being applied across the country every day.
Latinos were not the only ones at hand. A group of 30 Korean youths from the Minkwon Center Community Action in Flushing wanted to speak about young undocumented Koreans.
They can't get jobs, they can't go to college because they don't have financial aid. And if they get their green card, they could go to college, they could get jobs after, they could do stuff that they couldn't do before.
You know, in the Korean American community, we have a significant undocumented immigrant population. And we're here to go against the SB 1070 law to make a stance on behalf of the country that we cannot tolerate this kind of laws to be passed. We're here as the Korean American Community Organization in solidarity with many other communities that are here right now today.
Jed from the Answer Coalition crossed the border when he was 3 and grew up as an illegal.
My parents always taught me that even though you're illegal, you never let anybody treat you like a second-class person, no matter what situation you're in. You know, it's very important that we do this against the Diamondbacks, against Arizona. We were a couple of weeks ago out in Boston where Jan Brewer decided to stick her neck, and she was greeted by hundreds of people that were pissed off and say, no more racism, stop 1070 wherever it goes. And we're proud to continue because the Obama administration is deporting more people than George Bush has ever before.
For John Newbern from The Internationalist, the crackdown on immigrants is a class issue.
The United States is now in an extreme economic crisis and trying to blame immigrants for stealing jobs. This is a lie. You can see around us here, a large part of the American proletariat is of immigrant origin. So I think we have to fight for equal rights for everybody that's here.
A group of perhaps 200 marched several miles to Citi Field Stadium, where hundreds more were trying to inform baseball fans about Ken Kendrick, owner of the Diamondbacks, who reportedly contributed more than $1 million to pass the law, and to give them protest signs, which the stadium security immediately confiscated. A young man of Indian descent, BJ Gudari, says he will support the Arizona Boycott Coalition, which is attempting to relocate next year's All-Star game out of Arizona.
They can move this to any other city, especially when you watch the baseball games and you see that the best players are Albert Pujol, Alex Rodriguez, Jose Reyes, you know, all these guys. They're immigrants. They're first-generation Americans. A couple have expressed that they will not play in this game. Even if they're voted into the game and they have to play, they will sit out.
In the seventh inning of the game, two protesters ran into the field carrying Mexican flags and were later arrested. For the WBI Sunday News, this is Fred Nguyen.